Hi, welcome to Code Conversations. Today we're talking to Sebastian Ross. So what are you going to be showing us today?
I will show you Jint, which is a JavaScript interpreter for .NET.
Awesome. All right, let's get started.
So why a JavaScript interpreter for .NET? The goal sometimes is to have some JavaScript environment to run some scripting for instance, automating your application, or if you have a game engine where you want to run some characters dynamically and rule engines and reusing JavaScript libraries or creating a template engine. So JavaScript can be used in many places. And if we want to do that in .NET, I made an open source project to evaluate those JavaScript code. Mm-hmm. And for instance, we have some famous customers or users like RavenDB, which is using it for executing stored procs using JavaScript. So when you store a document in RavenDB, you will be able to execute some JavaScript when a document is stored. AngleSharp is using it to execute some JavaScript when it writes when it reads the HTML document. And Orchard is also using it to execute some rules engines when some events happen in the CMS.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's open source. It's on GitHub, Sebastian.slash/Jint. And you can see there's a lot of community effort, pull requests, everything, issues. Very active.
Great.
So let me show you some demo. So first thing I will do is reference the NuGet package, Jint, stable release, install. And I will just do using. And now what I can do is instantiate an engine. An engine will be responsible for executing the scripts. And from that, I can do console.writeline and a simple JavaScript code by saying execute and some sample like 2 plus 5 minus 4.
Okay.
And I call get completion value, which in JavaScript means give me the last statement, which was the expression result. So okay. I just run it, and that's it. 3. Well,
nice.
I hope you guessed it.
That was fast.
And this is JavaScript. Okay, mm-hmm. So here I just wrote some operation, but this can be any JavaScript. So to show you some advanced usage of that, we can do a REPL application, so read, evaluate, print loop. So to do that, I can just do a while true and write something, a prompt, and then do read the statement. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then evaluate the statement. So to do that, I will do engine.execute and evaluate what I typed on the console and get the completion value. And oops. And then I will just write it. Result, and I fix the typo. Done. I read something, I execute this something, and I write the result. So if I run it, it asks something, so I can say 2 plus 3. That's very JavaScript. I can do var x, let me just do x equals 12. Right, fine. I can say what is x, it's 12.
Cool.
Y equals 2, uh-huh. X plus y, 14. Oh, let's do a function. Add xy, return x plus y. Okay, I define a function. The completion value is nothing. Mm-hmm. But now I can call add of 3 and 4 and get the result. Or add of 5 and 6. And it's evaluated. Okay? So that's full
nice.
JavaScript. Every JavaScript is supported. So it's the full ECMAScript 5.1 specification. So from there, because we can support the full JavaScript, we can also use existing libraries like handlebars. So if you don't know handlebars, it's a templating engine written in JavaScript, Mm-hmm. And it comes in a single file to execute some templates. Okay.
There you go.
So like this. This is a template I can write, and it will render it. And it's a JavaScript library. So I can use this library. And if I go on my snippets, I can here use this library, okay, and read it and evaluate something. So let me, instead of writing everything, I will just use the sample I have, which is here. So in my app, I will paste it. And what do I have here? So the same thing, I write an engine. And then I will load the content of the file that I just pasted in my application.
So okay, just read all text, you're just reading that JavaScript file in.
Yep, simple. So I read the full JavaScript. It's like some big JavaScript, okay? Mm-hmm. That's consequent. It's parsing the template, evaluating it, it's crazy. Then I will just execute this JavaScript in my engine. So my engine will now be fed with handlebars. And I can define some .NET objects to my engine. So I'm creating a new anonymous object, but it can be any POCO. Mm-hmm. And I call it presenter's value, and it will be a list of other anonymous objects with a name, John and Maria. Mm-hmm. And I put this object as the context property in the engine. So I can reuse the context property in my engine now. But I will also set the source variable in my JavaScript, which will be a string, a template string. For each presenter's, write hi and the name of the presenter, new line, mm-hmm. and go to the next one.
Okay.
And now,
then you compile that.
Yep. Yeah. So handlebars is the object that was declared by this script. Mm-hmm. I can call compile on my template, and I got a template object.
Okay.
And then I can execute the template, which is a function in this case that mm-hmm. takes the context object, which is my presenter.
Anonymous.
Yeah. And get the result of the evaluation of the template and write the result. So a template, some object, I can run it. If I execute,
wow.
Hi John, hi Maria, from .NET. That's it. So some links, if you want to participate in the project or use it, it's on GitHub. If you have questions, there is a GitHub chat. Everything is on the README of the GitHub project.
Cool. So how did you you're running on top of a JavaScript engine there?
No. Everything is done in C Sharp. So the parser is in C Sharp. It's parsing the full JavaScript and creating an AST, an abstract syntax tree.
Wow.
And then we interpret this abstract syntax tree. So it's completely independent. It works on PCL, on .NET Core, full framework. So you can even embed it in your some gamers use it in some iOS devices, and it works. They use it in Unity, for instance, because it's PCL, and so yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's impressive. Well, thanks a bunch, Sebastian.
You're welcome.
All right.